Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, good evening to you. Happy 2024. Yes, it is the first Throwback Thursday night show of 2024. Let's make it a good one. Good evening to you. Of course, I'm Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul. That was music from Mr. Billy Ocean. Yes, one of them nights you feel like getting down from 1981. Let's see, we got music on the way. I got some Janet Jackson on the way. I got some, I might have some Silk on the way. And anything else? I might, in my little heart desires, I might throw some Sky. Ladies of, shout out to the Ladies of Sky, by the way. I got some classic Sky on the way. So I want to go ahead and get out that number if you guys want to call and you got a request you want to hear. I'm leaving the lines open, guys. It is 646-668-8537. I'm sorry, 646-668-8537. The lines are open, so make sure you give me a call if you got a request you want to hear and hang out with it. Hopefully in the next few, a couple of minutes, we're going to have Mr. Wardell Potts Jr., drummer, producer extraordinaire, is going to come out and hang out with me. I call him my partner. He's my partner. He's my partner. He's going to hang out with me. And we're going to, I was so stoked to hang out with him earlier today. You can check out the playback. He does a Throwback Thursday show in the afternoon. I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive, 3 to 5 p.m. He let me do a couple of segments. I identified it. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. I donified Wardell's show. You know, I did a couple of segments. So, but no, he's got his own thing. He plays a lot of great classic R&B that I love listening. I used to listen to as a kid. So a little generation earlier than mine, you know, the baby boomers. But I loved a lot of that music from that era. So it's no surprise that we came together to do this, man. I'm just keeping it real. But anyway, let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I am taking back to 1976 for one of my favorite songs, of course, Mr. Bootsy Collins. The name of the song is called, the name is Bootsy, baby. Guys, keep it locked right here to Soul Art Records Radio. You like that, didn't you? You like that.
Now everybody say boost. Come on, say boost. Everybody, come on.
Boost.
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 I'm calling now, I'm calling.
Right.
feel like singing today, Bobby.
Thank you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, that is from his Nice and Wild album from 1992. That's music from Chucky Booker, friend of the show. He was on the show a few months back, definitely talking about what he's been up to lately. Hope we can get him back. Of course, that is his signature song, Games. I mean, he had a lot. Turned Away, Don't You Know I Love You, I Shouldn't Have Loved You. I Should Have Loved You, I think that name was, I'm sorry. And just a lot of great tunes on that album. Spinning was a favorite of mine. Love Is Medicine. Again, Chucky Booker was that dude, man. He was that dude. And of course, before that, I had to hook up some classic, Janet Jackson, Anytime, Any Place. And of course, before that, Started Off the Block, Bootsie Collins, 1976. The name is Bootsie Baby. Of course, going back to Janet Jackson, that was from 1994. That was, of course, from her Janet album from 93. And it gave us a very sexy, intimate Janet. I mean, Let's Wait a While. When you go back to the Control album, you know, you had Let's Wait a While. You had Come Back to Me of her Rhythm Nation. That was very, you know, very, very sexy. But it was still a level of innocence there, in my opinion. I'll say that. But when you went into that Janet album, of course, she hit you in the mouth with her, you know, her, you know, she's topless with the hand on her, you know, breast on the, you know, cover of Rolling Stone. So that lets you know that this woman is a full-grown woman. And the video, when I saw that video, the 20-year-old me that saw this video, I was like, okay, am I watching HBO After Dark? It was a very sexy video. And she just let people know that she's not Penny from Good Times anymore. She's not Charlene from Different Strokes. This is a totally different Janet Jackson, and I was very happy. I'm still happy. of course, again, Janet Jackson. The remix, you know, 90s was so full of remixes, and again, whatever opinion you have on the man, R. Kelly at that time was just masterful when it came to the pen and working on the music as far as from the producer standpoint. Again, all that other stuff, yeah, he's in prison, you know, whatever opinion you have of him. But I'm talking about that 1994 R. Kelly as far as his musical prowess. You can't deny him that. And you know, for Janet Jackson to, you know, to look for him to do a remix to that song that was already a sexy song, you know? So, but anyway, thank you guys again for tuning in and hanging out with me. Of course, it is the new year, 2024. I'm sure a lot of you broke your New Year's resolutions. So we're not even going to even talk about that. But thank you again. Make sure you check us out on Facebook if you're a fan of Solar Records Radio or Solar Records, the album, the album label. We go to Solar Records Radio on the page on Facebook. Like the page, tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. I also want to remind you, if you want to support the show by donating to the show or getting some cool merchandise, you can go to SolarRecordsRadio.com or WardellPottJr.com and click on whatever merchandise you want to get, like some caps and mugs and shirts and things like that. So make sure you support this show that way. Also, want to remind you, we do have a Cash App. So you can go to $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. So again, thank you again for tuning in. I can't thank you, thank you, thank you. Did I say thank you? Okay, I did. I did say thank you. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. I want to keep it mellow. You know, I love this beautiful sister. And, of course, the classic that she tapped into from the Royalettes. This is from 1982. Of course, this, again, it's a Royalettes classic from 1964. It's called It's going to take a miracle. Guys, keep it locked right here at Stellar Records Radio.
Set me free. And I know because of all the hurt in my past, I tend to shy away from emotional commitment. But what I feel for you is so real and so strong, I couldn't walk away even if I wanted to. So baby, I'm yours.
Music from the group Sky from 1989. The name of the song is called Real Love. Before that, I had to hook up a little Johnny Gill, man. Johnny Gill from actually it was his third solo album from 1990. Of course, that was the one that made waves for him, you know, of course, after the whole New Edition thing. That is, of course, the My album. And it's a self-entitled album called Johnny Gill, but it's called Wrap My Body Tight. Produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. That actual song was produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. If you get a chance to, the urban legend is that Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Babyface and L.A. Reid worked on Johnny Gill's album, and they wanted to make, they placed a bet. This is the urban legend, that they placed a bet. Don't know how true this is. They placed a bet to kind of capture each other's sound. So when you listen to Wrap My Body Tight, you're like, okay, that sounds a little bit like Babyface in L.A., but that was actually Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Now, also, if you listen to Fairweather Friend on that same album, you're like, wow, that sounds like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. But no, that was L.A. and Babyface. So they tried to match each other's energy and each other's style on the songs. And, they were both great hits. Again, I don't know how true that story is, but I keep hearing about the urban legend about that and, you know, when they worked on that album in the studio. So I just wanted to go ahead and share it with you. And also, started off the block, the lovely Mr. Denise Williams, I like to say, I'm not ashamed to say, a friend of the show. We had her on a few years back, talking about some of her new releases, and of course that was from 1982. It's Gonna Take a Miracle. Oh, we got an hour and 15 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. I'm gonna keep your phone lines open, 646-668-8537. If you want to say hi, give a shout out, or you got a request you want to hear, and I just so happen to have it, I'll hook you up. I will hook you up, guys. Well, you know what, I feel like keeping this going. I want to keep the music going, man. I'm into the 90s thing, you know. Let's see the 90s. Music from Soul for Real. 1994. This is called Candy Rain. Guys, keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday on Soul Out Records Radio.
That gummy dust. is he and what is he to you? I had something in my heart and in your eyes. Tell me he's not someone just passing by. And when you cleared your throat, was that your cue? That comet, who is he and what is a he to you? Now when I ask the sum of you and me, I get confused and I keep coming up with three.
I keep coming back.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio from the album Go All The Way. Of course, that is music from the Osley Brothers. Let me get my theme music. You know, I had to hook them three. You know, every now and then a brother got to have his theme music. Here we go again from 1980. Of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Bill Withers from the Still Bill album, 1972, all the way back. 52 years. Classic album. Still Bill, arguably one of the greatest albums ever. Who is he and what is he to you? And, of course, started off from 1994, music from Soul for Real. Candy Rain from the Dalrymple Brothers. That was their name, Dalrymple. That was their last name. I like that. Anyway, without further ado, we're in the second hour of Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, and I would be remiss if I didn't bring my partner in, Mr. Wardell Pice Jr. What's up, man?
Yay! What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? How are you, Don? Mm-hmm. You're good.
I had to hook that Osley Brothers, man. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Now, I listened to the last three songs, and they all were smoking. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? We've got an old school party in the house.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you coming and hanging out with me,
Thank you.
I was just as delighted, of course, to hang out with you earlier today, guys. If you get a chance to check out the playback on Wardell's Throwback Thursday, I call it his afternoon drive, 3 to 5 p.m., and he let me do a couple of segments. So I was more than happy to do that. And he might return the favor. On Throwback Thursday
right.
night, you know how it goes.
You know how it is. Don's got to have his lunch, and so I'm gonna kick in, and do my thing here for a segment or two while Don's doing lunch. Y'all know how he does it, right? Yeah.
We're going downstairs get something to eat. Yeah. Every now and then, you know. Sometimes I don't, but today I'm kind of hungry right now because I had taken like a little quick nap after I did all of my real estate work or whatever. I just took a quick nap, and when I got up, I came up and I did the show, and I set up the show. So I'm a little hungry right now. So, but I'm gonna be listening.
Excellent.
I'm gonna be listening and eating and jamming with Wardell because, of course, his music choice is pretty much the same as mine. So I know he's gonna be jamming.
I hope so. I want to have a good time with your listeners. Much love to everybody around the world listening to Soul Live Records Radio on this beautiful evening. Actually, it's cold outside, so it's not so beautiful. but it's beautiful on the inside, and you got some heat. And I'm just chilling, listening to Don do his thing here with you guys. So I want to keep this thing rolling here on Soul Live Records Radio. Kick back and relax. And we're going to break you off with a little bit of our girl, our late sister, Miss Aretha Franklin. Rest in peace, sweetheart. God bless you. So here we go, guys. Let's get going. We'll be right back. And that's abrupt. That was an abrupt ending, but man, oh man, was it slamming.
You jamming, though. You jamming.
I'm telling you, man, that Leon Silvers is doing, he's something else, man. That was in the very beginning of the sound of Solar, and this was not a Solar artist. This was a artist that we produced for the promoter of the first Solar Galaxy of Stars tour. And so out of New Orleans, a group called Seventh Wonder, we produced them, and
okay.
Leon produced them. We played, and they just wanted that sound. They were like, we could do anything to get that sound. And I just listened to Leon's bass player, man. And it was just amazing. He was just something else. I just talked to him today, as a matter of fact. So it's kind of emotional talking about Nigel, but just thinking about Leon Silvers and all the stuff we went through and all the stuff, you know, the years that we were in and out of each other's lives and doing different things. And, you know, he really blessed me and opened the doors and stuff for me. And so, you know, when I'm hearing him play this in the very beginning of the Solar Galaxy of Stars, just the music that we were doing, that was just amazing. So hats off to you, Mr. Silvers. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much. And anyway, so Don Fleming, you and ease your way back in. I started off with my girl. Who did I start off with?
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, that girl is something else, man. She put it down. And I, you know, I'm just so proud of her as well, because, you know, they found a letter that she wrote to her kids. And so this had nothing to do with, you know, like her will, but it was her will. And so, she had her will, but she also had a letter written how she wanted her money spent. And to her kids and stuff. And so what a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I just pray that they will allow that to happen, because That was in her own handwriting, and they found it in the couch, inside the couch. And so that was just amazing. So I just pray that, you know, that they do the right thing and bless the family the way that she wanted it to be done. But anyway, who else did I have on there? I had Average White Band.
Average White Band.
That's a jam. I was eating and I was listening, man. You are definitely jamming. You know what? I don't want to be too hasty, but do you have another one for me?
Yes, I got one more. Or do you want me to do it?
You got another block for me? Because I'm going for seven.
I can do another. Okay, I'm going to do a block. Here we go. That's all our records radio.
Keep it coming, 1L's doing it tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna run up into Don's era because this song is about his mom and it's such a beautiful song.
Oh,
and so rest
don't
in peace,
do this to me.
My brother.
Don't you do this to
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. This is for you and your mom, Don. God bless you guys. And we'll be right back on Solar Records Radio.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it. There ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please, no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy,
I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
when the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
All right, so there you go. That's Blue Magic doing that thing. It feels like magic. Is it magic? It's beautiful. I truly believe in magic. It's like magic is the name of the song. And, you know, I love that song. It's so, I mean, everything by Blue Magic is kind of that way. This real laid back, beautiful, well said, lyrically well done. I mean, they really did a great job. And, you know, we had them on last year. We're going to have them on again this year because they are still.
The Sawyer Brothers. Yeah, the Sawyer Brothers.
Yes. Yes. And they are still doing their thing. And so we have to have them back on and just, you know, be blessed with our blessings and stuff. So thank you, Dom, for letting me come on and do this to really uplift my spirit.
That goes without saying. That goes without saying. No, thank you. I, you know, again, you give your perspective of you know, the baby boomers. You know, you kind of got it going on when it comes to your selection of music. You took it all the way back, you know, and that's, I mean, you played Benny King. You played Stand By Me. You know, I love that song, man. But again, you know, hey, thank you again for doing this for me. I'm full now. I feel good. Like I said, for those who got a chance to listen to the earlier show, I have a little tennis elbow, and I got a little, you know, a little swelling in my elbow and everything right now. So I'm just trying to icy hot it, Bengay it, whatever it. You know, to try to, you know, keep the swelling down, but I'm doing okay.
Do you have tennis elbow from playing tennis?
You know what? No. No.
Okay, just check it. All right.
You know, sometimes, you know, athletes don't have athlete's foot. I don't know how that works. But it's an anomaly within itself.
Yeah. There you go, man. Well, as long as you got.
Go ahead. You good? No, go ahead.
As long as you got it under control, that's all that matters. As long as you're taking care of yourself.
I do. I'm okay. I do, but I appreciate you checking in and doing these couple of segments for me. We got about 19 minutes left. Of course, we're past the hump. Got a little bit of time left to hang out with you. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure if you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio. Go to that page. Love the page. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how I go. And also want to remind you, if you can't check us out live, check out the playback and let us know what you think. We are profiling. We're putting the music down that we're playing on the show in the comments section just in case you didn't get a chance to hear it live or you just kind of want to go through the, you know, and reminisce.
If you may like something and just want to play it again. Oh, let me hear that again. Yeah, there you go. It's right there.
Exactly. Yeah. So
we keep it simple.
We do. And that's the beauty of having, you know, these types of shows and where we can kind of put like an not saying an archive, but just in the comment section, you put down the list of the music that you played for that particular show. So shout out to the comment section. Shout out to those who are getting the feedback and whatever, you know, all you guys that have been avid listeners of the show. Thank you so much. Keep listening. We got some big things coming in 2024. And anyway, you got anything to add, Wardell, before I go into the segment?
Yeah. Yes. So when we got off, soon as the show ended, my Facebook thing came up, and here we go again. There goes your TD Jakes, guys. Oh, man. They are busy. Those guys, they are everybody. You know, so this is the thing I just want to say. You know, like, we have to be careful what we allow in because it will go out sooner or later. So sometimes it's okay to just, you know what? The truth will, you know, whatever the truth is, it'll come out, and I'll deal with it then. But I don't want to deal with all of the speculation stuff because it just drains you.
It does.
And so just be careful what you listen to and keep on moving if it's too much. You know when it's too much. You can feel it in your body. But it's just really sad that all this is happening between brothers. I mean, we're talking mm-hmm. big brothers that have done big things, and we're talking millionaires and billionaires are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to ignore it, but we have to follow, our spirit. And and this is when you have to listen to your spirit. So, trust God in all things.
There you go.
You'll be good. Yeah, you'll be good. So anyway, happy New Year to everybody, and happy birthday to my sister. Happy birthday to Julian, and my uncle Bobby. Rest in peace. Happy birthday to you, brother. God bless all of you guys, and thanks for letting me come on, Don. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. Let me go ahead and piggyback and add, a little bit after what you talked about as far as, a lot of the controversy that's going on right now. Of course, it's all good to kind of just, fall into that pit of tabloids and things like that. It's interesting for a moment. It's gossip. We're all privy to gossip, and we want to be these bystanders, and we want to make our opinions felt on this. But understand this, at the end of the day, let's not deflect. Let's not completely deviate ourselves from a lot of things that's going on when it comes to our livelihood, when it's our politics, when it's whatever, our spirituality. All those things are deflection. But again, it's okay to indulge, but understand, understand the real enemy out there. Now, I don't want to sound like that, but you get what I'm saying at the end of the day. Just understand that there are forces out there. There's things we have to be concerned about that are bigger than, the things that we're trying to invest our energy in on these little things that have nothing to do with us. Whether it's comedians going after other comedians, whether it's, radio shows making all of this, shock jock and all of these things that are going on. Again, it's okay to indulge in it. I indulge in it sometimes, but at the same time, I understand on the macro level there are serious things that I can, I do concern myself with. And just make sure you find a way to micromanage your time and your energy on certain things, and understand there are bigger things to deal with. Walk and chew gum.
Amen.
But understand there are bigger things. But anyway, having said that, let's go into, 14 minutes left. I'm going to play a couple of songs, and then we're going to come back and close out. But what you hear in the background, from 1975, this is music from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yes, that's the way of the world, baby. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday, No Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked.
Stay young and hard.
I could should never, never.
Close now, little George Benson, Never Give Up on a Good Thing. And, of course, started off the block. That's the way of the world, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what? Got 4 minutes left. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. It's going to wrap it up for us, but make sure you tune in tomorrow. What do you have for the people tomorrow, Wardell?
We are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records out there in Los Angeles, California. So please hang out with us. We do our best to be our best, and hopefully you will enjoy the show starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Works
That's
for me.
Works
Amen.
For me.
Works for me.
Amen.
Well, anyway, any final words? I you got the floor. Any final words before we get out of here and we say our goodbyes?
Hey, man, it's a great show. I just want to say that to you. Thank you so much for, you know, just donating your time and just working so hard to just be a blessing to so many people that may need you and you know, need what you have to say and what you have to play. And so bless you, man. Bless your heart. Have a beautiful 2024. Keep on doing what you're doing, Don. We all appreciate you.
First Throwback Thursday Night Show of 2024. Thank you again. I think it was a success. We did pretty good on this one, man. Thank you for contributing too. But again, tune in tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., again, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, the sounds of Los Angeles Records for Wardell Pasha Jr. I'm Don Fleming, going to close out with a little SOS band, just the way you like it. You guys have a great Thursday night, 2024. We are out, Wardell. See you later, my brother.
We're out. All right, brother. God bless. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.